Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a decentralized network of microchurches on mission to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So, grab a cup of coffee. Cozy up like we're by the fire. Let's check. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Numbers 19, Psalm 56, Psalm 57, Isaiah 8, and James 2. Now, for the first 30 years of my life, while I was immensely active doing lots of fun, I was super lazy when it came to handling responsibilities and the needs of life. I was just struggling to adult, I guess. Once Jesus grabbed a hold of me, purpose rushed in, and I now had the energy to put my activity to work for God's glory. Why? Well, at first, not because I had to, not because I was proving something, but because suddenly God had given me a desire to. His word reminds us in Psalm 37 that if we delight ourselves in the Lord, He will give us the desires of our heart. So He was changing mine. The work of blessing God's people was beginning to simply be baked into what it meant for me to be His. While there were seasons where the enemy tried to turn that work into something I did to please others and to gain their favor or to try to earn favor with God, the truth would win out that it was simply a byproduct of being adopted and gifted with His Spirit. As we look upon James 2 today, we see a discussion of the work of the faithful. A message underlying things here is the heart of the faithful, first and foremost, as James pokes at those who celebrate, exalt, and show partiality to the rich. This is likely done with a heart looking for a reward that comes with having favor in the eyes of those of power and that have great resources. So James confronts this sin of partiality and points to the way that it impacts the poor or the less powerful by sending them to the margins of life while the wealthy is cared for. James 2, verses 3 through 4, he says this, "And if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, 'You sit here in a good place,' while you say to the poor man, 'You stand over there,' or 'Sit down at my feet,' have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?" But going further, James takes the conversation beyond simply a heart discussion, but one that illustrates our faith. He is now confronting head on those who talk a good game, who have all their Bible verses memorized, who are consistent attenders and maybe even givers to some degree, but who have little else to show of a genuine faith. In verse 14, he says, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him?" Notice he isn't saying, "Do those works save him?" But he's talking about the evaluation of that faith based on the works shown. The authenticity of a saving faith in Christ that comes with the indwelling Spirit should be able to be verified by a clear demonstration of the fruits of the Spirit through the works that God empowers us to be about as we live as the hands and feet of Jesus. For example, James continues, "If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warmed and filled,' without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that?" You guys, we know this all too well, don't we? The needy present a request, and we firstly employ what we call wisdom, and we evaluate whether or not they are truly in need. And then we determine to what level responding to this need will impact our way of life. And let's be honest, we have needs, but with greater sacrifice, we could eliminate many of those needs. When their need doesn't penetrate beyond our own selfishness, we can often respond, even with a genuine heart, and say, I will pray for you that God provides what you need. Then we go about our day. And maybe we order a latte or settle in for another round of Netflix. That is a faith that James would look at and say, what good is that? I wonder today, is our faith alive and well or on life support? If barely breathing, the oxygen that our faith needs is God's conviction and empowering to greater sacrifice for others. Having a yes spirit as God sends people our way and trusting that that same God that we pray provides for them in their need will continue to provide for us. So we don't need to focus on protecting our abundance. It's all God's, you guys. But are you? Am I? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the abundance that you've blessed us with. Even if we find ourselves in our own sort of need, we know that in you, we have all our needs fulfilled, oh God. And I pray that you would help us to break free from the greed, the selfishness that keeps us from being generous like Jesus would, and help us to live out our faith. Strengthen us in our giving, in our generosity, in our doing of the works that you call us to, Lord God, knowing that you will empower us evermore every day as we live in you, Lord God. Give us life. Make us alive in you. Make our faith a faith that works. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode of the Five by the Fire podcast. Hit me up at armandandunshackledonetwork.org if you've got prayer requests. Leave a comment on this episode at fivebythefire.org. Subscribe wherever you listen. Rate so others know how you felt about this podcast. And share so we can get the word out. And I will see you back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.